The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kavitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam. Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kavitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kavitko.
94.7 FM, WSNY. Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko, and thank you for joining me here on Sunny 95. It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to all you women, all the moms, and all the girlfriends and the sweethearts, especially to my wife. Happy Valentine's Day. And if my daughter is up, which I doubt, happy Valentine's Day to you and my mother-in-law as well. And all of you listeners, have a great, great day. If you're a guy and you forgot it was Valentine's Day, it's not too late to pretend that you didn't. You can still go out and get something and act like it was all in the plan, okay? So you heard it here. Hopefully I save somebody's behind. Now, today what we're going to do, and by the way, before we get started, I want to mention that our question of the day today, Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, actually is going to become the topic of today. So the question is, and a lot of folks will have seen this in the dispatch, and I'm not going to drag out the answer very long, but the question of the day is, what percent increase did the healthcare insurers net in 2009 over 2008? What percent increase did they show in a net profit from 2008 to 2009? And this would be the top five companies in the country, medical insurance companies, all right? So you can send us an email, dentallyspeaking@gmail.com, or you can give us a call at 459-9769. My producer will be happy to take your guess, write it down, we'll give it out over the air, and we'll just see what people are thinking. And by the way, I did say increase. I know most businesses are decreasing, but apparently not the medical or the health insurance companies. Okay. So that kind of leads us into our first interview. And when I travel, I bring my recorder and I do what I call Teeth Across America interviews. And I was fortunate enough to meet up with a woman dentist who had been trained in Poland. And so we're going to go ahead and listen to that interview now, and then you'll see how this goes. Well, I'm continuing my Teeth Across America series, and I am in Phoenix, Arizona. And I ran into a woman dentist who has an accent, and I just had to come up and ask you, what's the accent?
I'm Polish. It sounds like French accent, but I am Polish.
I thought it was French when I heard you talk. Okay, so you're from Poland, and were you trained in Poland to be a dentist, or trained in the United States?
I was trained first in Poland. I graduated in '84, and then I was trained in the States.
So how does that work? You come to America. You finished dental school in Poland, and then you immediately came to America, or you decided what?
No, after graduation. After my graduation in Poland, I worked for 4 years. I was exposed to national healthcare, and that was a bit frustrating. And when I had an opportunity to come to the United States and had a chance to sort of start over again, that was a great thing. And I found out that NYU had this program for foreign-trained dentists.
For foreign-trained dentists?
Right. And that was very appealing. And I signed up for that program, but that was a very diversified group of dentists representing very, very different level of dentistry.
So these are people from all different countries.
Right, right.
They put you all together in the same room.
Sort of. And as I said, that was a different level of knowledge and also different goals that people wanted to achieve. I wanted to be exposed to a regular dental school. So what I did, I transferred to a regular day program, which was great to experience again the real school. And I do not regret any moment of it, that I had to go through everything what I was going through years before.
So you went through everything again, is what you're saying. You had to go to dental school twice?
Actually, since I was a dentist in Poland, I didn't have to go through the full curriculum of a dental school. So I went through 3 years of dental school.
3 years instead of the four it would normally take. So they let you skip what the fresh 1 year, which is the anatomy and that sort of thing?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Okay, but first you had to learn English, you said.
Yes, that was when I came to the States, I didn't speak English. I was always more into Roman languages, French and Italian. But I realized that with no language, there is no go. So I went to a college to learn English only. It took me a little bit over half a year.
Only 6 months to learn English?
Yes.
I haven't even learned English yet. I've been living here my whole life.
I just touched upon the English, and I was able to communicate with everybody around and take my exams. That was the requirement to pass the English as a second language.
Okay, so after you passed English as a second language, they let you do what?
I did take National Dental Boards Part 1. That was the part of requirements to enter NYU. And I started school.
You know, I just remembered, I forgot to ask you your name. I can't pronounce it anyway, so I'm going to ask you to tell me.
It is Bojana.
Bojana. Okay, see? I did not say it right, did I, when I said, saw you?
It's hard, because G does not exist in English, English alphabet.
Okay. So you went to dental school for 4 years in Poland. You worked in Poland for... No? You want to correct me?
There is a different structure of schooling in Poland, and there is 5 years of dental school.
Oh, my goodness. You went an extra year.
5 years. It's not... I don't want to elaborate on the school system, but it is different. So basically, the graduating high school is giving you an open field to enter a university. So you might consider that we are undereducated because we skipped this college part. In order to enter university in the States, you have to go through at least 4 years of college, if I'm correct.
That's correct.
Yes. In Poland, graduating high school gives you opportunity to enter university, of course with certain grades.
I see. Okay. You know what? I want to talk to you a lot more because especially I'm intrigued by how much training you actually have. And also you mentioned that the reason you left Poland was the health service, or I assume it was a government-run plan. And of course we have a big debate right now in this country about that. So when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask you a little bit more about that, okay?
Great.
All right, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and I'm looking forward to the rest of that interview. This show is available by podcast by going to columbustoday.com. It also airs live at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. on columbustoday.com. So if you're at your desk while you're at work, just go there. Keyword Dentally Speaking. Click listen live, and then what you can do is just minimize it on your desktop and go about your day. It'll be like listening to the radio, except you're listening to me. All right, now remember that you can also learn more about this show, episodes of this show, past episodes, by going to dentallyspeaking.com. We have some photographs, some things from previous guests there. We'll have, for instance, the picture of the textbook that the gentleman that was my guest a few weeks back wrote. And a picture of me and him together, that sort of thing. That would be Dr. Cooper. And follow me, please, on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. So it's www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. I spell it with all capital letters. I'm not sure if you have to or not, but maybe you should. It's DrKvitko. And that's how we spell Dr. Kvitko. I think that does it for the housekeeping. We did have one guest to our question of the day, and we're going to get back to our interview here in a second, but... anyway, so when we come back from the break, we're going to be listening into this other interview.
I'm going to miss that smile. I'm going to miss you, my friend. Even though it hurts the way it ended up, I do it all again.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks so much for joining me. All right, what we're talking about today is essentially about healthcare, and we have with us an interviewer of a dentist from Poland, trained in Poland, named Bojana. And the question of the day is, what percent of an increase did the five top insurance companies show in 2009 as opposed to 2008? And I said I wasn't going to drag out the answer. We did have one person guess 22%, but that's not correct. It was in the dispatch. It was written by a gentleman named Noam N. Levy. So the answer is 56%. That's 56% increased profit, not just gross, but profit in 2009. And so now I want to listen to this interview, because you're going to hear a little bit about why we don't want to have a national healthcare system, a national healthcare plan, one run by the government in this country. Okay, let's listen in. All right, so I'm speaking with Bojana still, and she mentioned that she left Poland after having gone to dental school, or spent 5 years, I guess, training to become a dentist, because you were disenchanted with the government-run health plan. And there's a big debate in this country right now about what we should have, what plan should we go with. Tell me, as a dentist, in a plan, what was it that you were disenchanted with?
That was very frustrating, the working in a national run by government facilities. There was a great need, and there was a limitation of services that dentist or doctor could provide. It was a limitation of supply, limitation of certain procedures that could be performed because clinics were not equipped well. Example, I graduated in 84, and at that time, the gloves were very scarce. I had to provide my own gloves and universal precautions we would have to provide for ourselves. Needles, you might be surprised, but we still re-sterilized needles.
Wow, you re-sterilized needles.
Yes.
Okay, now, not that re-sterilizing them isn't possible, but the problem I see is they're not very sharp on the second or third or fourth time, are they?
So, very often patients would rather choose to go to undergo a procedure with no anesthesia, because injection itself would be more uncomfortable than going through a procedure itself.
I always wondered why people from Europe would say, "Well, I'm not used to having the Novocaine." I just couldn't understand that. Now I do. And then, and so, what about? So, what you're saying is the care was lacking. Certain procedures you weren't allowed to do. You just really didn't feel like you were providing good care for your patients. Is that in a nutshell, or what?
That was a part of my frustration, since I knew we could provide much higher quality, but there were limitations.
Wow. Well, so much so that you left the country.
That was part of it, and that was the year that I decided to leave was 89, and as you well know, that was the year when Berlin Wall came down. So that was a peak of all events happening in Eastern Europe. But it was a part of me wanted to provide better care for my patients, and part of me wanted to be free and live in a free country. And that was the reason why I chose to come to the United States.
That's a really neat story. Now, I think a lot of times when people hear us talk about how we don't want a government-run health plan because they don't pay enough, I think they think that we just want to make more money. And what you're saying is it's really not that at all, is it? It's being able to provide the care that people deserve. People think that the care that they think they're going to get when they walk in the door.
Yes, I believe that was why we ended up in public, not public, serving people. Public might be misunderstood by government run.
Oh, I know what you mean. You consider yourself someone who helps others.
I think all doctors and the medical profession is to serve other and help other. Of course, there is a need to cover our life expenses, and of course we can't provide indefinitely services for free, because if we are providing services for free, quality always suffers.
Definitely.
So that comes to a subject of national healthcare. Providing services at no cost to individuals might bring us to performing much lower quality of procedures that we are providing.
Yeah, I think you're right. I actually agree with you 100%, and I hope that my listeners get that they will sit down and think for a moment. And it's not just government-run, regular-run, it's in-network and out-of-network, isn't it? If you're an in-network provider, you feel the pressure to take shortcuts just like you would if it was a government-run plan, right?
We are having samples of that. That's not national healthcare yet, but some insurance plans like HMOs, they are preventing us to perform some procedures that we know are the best for the patients. And very often we have to wait for a approval of the procedure that we know is necessary. And I think the national healthcare might come to very close to what HMO presents in the dental field. I am not speaking for generally medical field, but I was not exposed to generally medical field, but dental field. HMO, it's very close to what national health system would offer to us.
Right, and so we would hope that we don't wind up with a national plan that mimics HMOs then, correct?
Yes, because I was exposed to it, and it might sound very humanly... I don't have the right word. Help me with that.
Oh, actually, your English is very good. I was going to compliment you on that. Were you saying it might sound very self-serving to say?
Right.
But it's not, is it? You're, I can tell that you're very sincere with what you're about to say.
So, so to speak, I believe that my decision to come to the United States, it's not going to bring me to a point of frustration that made me to leave my country.
You're hoping that it doesn't return to what caused you to leave Poland to begin with.
Exactly. That's what I wanted to say.
All right. Bojana, thanks so much for talking to me. I'm so intrigued, and boy, you're so highly educated, and I bet you're one of the best dentists. Where do you practice?
In Stamford, Connecticut.
Stamford, Connecticut. Is there a way, do you want to give out maybe your website or a way where somebody could reach you if they wanted?
I don't have a website now.
Okay. Website, phone number for the office?
Phone number 203-348-5612.
Okay, in case somebody listens and they want to just talk to you more. Maybe somebody who moved here from Poland as well wants to say, I want to say hi.
I am very open to help or give advices if I can be of any help.
Well, thanks so much. We really appreciate it. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pocket you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City. Or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best. Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
You know I can't smile without you.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Thank you so much for joining me here on Sunny 95. It's a beautiful day because it's Valentine's Day. And if you look out there, it is a winter wonderland, even if you don't really like snow. It is kind of pretty, and the roads are relatively clear now. So, relatively clear, I realize the neighborhoods haven't been touched yet, but at least it seems like people are able to get out and about. So, just go out and make the most of it, make the best of it. That's what I do. All right, now we're talking about, and we had the interview with Bojana, and I thought that was very interesting. This woman left her country because of a government-run healthcare plan. Did you hear what she said? They had to re-sterilize needles and people didn't even want to have anesthetic because the needles were so dull, they hurt so bad. That's terrible. Now, I know you might think this could never happen in this country, but I don't see why not, because if you put that much pressure on the medical professionals to have to cut corners, that's what they're forced to do. And I can tell you that even in these times when we are not under a government plan, I've heard stories of inspectors going into, say, a dental office and finding a dentist that was re-sterilizing or putting these little wooden wedges that hold silver fillings. When you get a silver filling, there's a band that goes around your tooth and a little wooden wedge kind of shoved in between the tooth and gum to hold it in place. And they found a dentist that was taking those little wooden wedges, which, by the way, are when we take them out, they're soaked with saliva and soaked with blood, and they were putting them in a cold sterilizing solution and reusing them. I mean, that's awful. I mean, they stopped it right away, but here's somebody that under our current system was under economic pressure to try to save money, to try to stay afloat. And, you know, you don't want to have a system that is going to cause medical professionals to take those kinds of shortcuts. Now, I do want to, obviously, your comments are welcome. I know this is a topic that everybody has an opinion on. Our number is 459-9769. You're welcome to give us a call if you'd like. And we'll probably be talking about this more at other shows in the future. But we do have to go to another break. And you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. And we'll be right back.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Don't miss the February 19th through the 21st Sprout Swap at Sprout Soup, your natural children's store on High Street in Clintonville. Bring your gently used cloth diapers and baby carriers and earn cash or store credit for all you sell. Drop off at Sprout Soup between January 26th and February 12th and check out other great deals on our extensive line of cloth diapers, baby carriers, natural toys, and safe feeding supplies. The Sprout Swap will begin at 10 a.m. on Friday, February 19th, and continue through closing until 5 p.m. on Sunday the 21st. Noah and Alyssa are always available to answer questions or offer suggestions in the child-friendly atmosphere at Sprout Soup, or you may reach them at sproutsoup.com or by phone 614-26-SPROUT. That's 26-SPROUT. Again, find them online or visit them and the boys at 4310 North High Street at Henderson and Clintonville. You'll be glad you did.
You make me smile, please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking on Sunny 95, here Sunday mornings at 7, every Sunday mornings at 7. Thanks for joining me. Happy Valentine's Day once again to my wife, to my daughters, to my mother-in-law, and all of my female patients. And for the guys out there, don't forget it's Valentine's Day. Go out and buy your sweetheart something nice. I do want to make one announcement before we have to give our closing little discussion here. And that is that you may or may not know that I was voted Business Person of the Year by the Clintonville Area Chamber of Commerce. And the awards banquet is this coming Friday, February 19th. And it starts at 6 with a silent auction. And then at 7, I believe, or 7:30, there is a dinner and then there's a presentation. I would love it if people would come out and support the chamber, support the silent auction, and of course support me. You can call 262-2790. To purchase your tickets, and let me think here, they are $55, and you get them from, you can also go to clintonvillechamber.com to purchase these. You don't even have to call them if you don't want. Okay, and then let me think, was there any other announcement? Okay, we talked about the healthcare, and the answer to the question of the day is 56% increase. And before I get back onto that topic, I do want to thank my sponsors. These are hand-picked businesses. Go out and support these companies. They're great companies. I really appreciate their participation in this show, and love it if you would show them some of your support as well. Okay, now the healthcare thing. You're probably wondering what's my idea for what healthcare should be. How should the healthcare system be fixed in this country? If you go to any major city in the United States, who owns the tallest buildings? It's the insurance companies. When it comes to dental insurance, dental benefits have not really increased since 1960. In 1960, you had a yearly maximum of $1,000. You could buy a new house for $12,675, go to a movie for a dollar, 25 cents per gallon of gas, postage stamp was 4 cents. And a crown, by the way, cost $42.75 on average. Well, if you fast forward to 2008, I know it's 2010, but the most recent year that I've calculated these numbers, a new house average is $290,820. Postage stamps are 44 cents. Gasoline is about $2.47 a gallon. And so what the insurance companies are asking you to do is to buy goods or services in 2010 with $1960 or even $1970. I was talking to my sister yesterday and she asked me, you know, about insurance and told me she had a pretty good yearly maximum. And I said, well, tell me what it is. And her yearly maximum happens to be $2,500. So you might think that's really great. But if you do the math, that would be equal to having buying dental services with $1,977. The yearly max, by the way, right now, if it had kept up with the cost of inflation, cost of living, should be $15,750 per year. So here's what I think should happen. Don't revamp the whole system. The system isn't broken. The insurance companies are broken. They're making billions and billions of dollars when everyone else is losing money, and they're blaming the doctors, and they're blaming the hospitals, and they're blaming the dentists. They're getting rich, and the doctors are struggling to provide the care that we were trained to do in a way that we know you want us to do it. And you also have to ask yourself, if you want to go to an out-of-network dentist and the insurance company doesn't want you to, why would they care where you go unless they make more money if you go to an out-of-network dentist? Well, how do they make more money? They make more money by they don't pay the dentist as much, and they do things like limiting the amount of service and limiting the things they can do. There's just so many things that they do. And so what that does then is makes the dentist take shortcuts. You think you're healthy and you're not, or you get things that you didn't need because they're trying to pad the bill. It's just not a good thing. So my opinion, just tell the insurance companies what we don't like about what they're doing. Congress, the president, say, hey, we don't have to revamp this. We're going to change it. You guys have to do business in a different way, and here are the new rules. Well, that's my thought for the day. That's how I would approach it. I think it makes a lot of sense. Your comments are welcome. Send an email to dentallyspeaking@gmail.com or give a call. you know, give us a call, and we'll be happy to take your comments to heart. And please tune in next week. Again, go out and have a great Valentine's Day. Support my sponsors. Come to the Clintonville Chamber Area of Commerce Awards Banquet this Friday. Would love to have you there. And tune in next Sunday morning at 7, every Sunday morning at 7, here on Sunny 95. Thanks again.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.